I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love and my sin washed white, I owe it to you. I owe it to you. I owe Jesus.
Amen. Good to see you guys here this morning. We're doing things a lot different this morning. We're certainly glad that you're here for it because we're actually having our Easter cantata this week. The choir's worked very hard on all of this to put it together. And so we chose to go this week and do things a little different. Next week, we'll just have a regular preaching service. But we're also having a youth choir. They've been working on a special to do for us, and they're going to perform for us today as well. Let me just tell you, when we go through all of this, at the end of the service, there won't be any preaching, okay? And so it's kind of different to do it that way, but time we go through all that they've done, it's going to be have taken up most of the hour, and I promise you they're going to speak to your heart through these songs as well. And so we welcome our visitors. We're so glad you're here. I want you to feel welcome with us, and if you are handed a visitor's packet, please take the card in that packet, fill it out, and drop it in the offering plate, and we appreciate you having visited Bible Baptist this morning. We're going to go ahead and open up in a word of prayer, and then we're going to turn it right back over to Brother David and the music, but we're certainly glad you're here this morning. And so Randall, okay, will you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Amen. Thank you. May be seated. Once again, technology is, are we there?
Almost.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for the forgiveness that is ours through the blood of Jesus Christ. Today, we rejoice in the power of your righteous resurrection. Today, we gather in celebration, hearts full of thanksgiving and praise. This is Resurrection Sunday, and we are here to proclaim it, that Christ is risen. Because of God's great love for us, we have been made alive in Christ. Through His rich mercy, we have been saved, and our souls awakened to His grace.
God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned. Till my guilty soul.
grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty God that God did send at Calvary.
Once dead in sin, are now alive in you. You have called us out of the grave and into your marvelous light. We are in wonder of your love, grateful for your grace, and humbled by your mercy that led you to walk the road to Calvary for our redemption.
Before the stars were birthed at night, this world came to be. The Lamb was slain, love made a way, the road to
I'm not afraid.
establish this unimaginably beautiful truth for all people, for all time. And Calvary covers it all.
unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy. Till all my fears are gone, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Chosen me, love has called my name. I've been born again to a family. Your blood flows through my veins.
This Easter Sunday, we lift up the name of Jesus. Because of his atoning work on the cross, we can run to him in times of trouble. We call on his name when storms rage around us. We cry out his name when hearts are broken. We whisper his name in the still of the night. And in response, he bids us come Bring your hurts and cares, your brokenness and confusion, your loneliness and despair. Come. He awaits with open, wide arms. Remember the Easter story that tells us that though he was dead, now he is risen. He is alive, and he waits for you to come into his loving arms of mercy and grace.
Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh,
because of the cross and by His grace, we're God and we are free. Christ is risen.
Heaven walls between us. By the cross You came and broke them down. You broke them down. There are chains around us. By Your grace we are no longer bound. No longer bound. You called me out of the grave. You called me into the light. You called my name and made my heart sing alive. The love is greater.
Amen. Wasn't that great? And I tell you, the kids did a good job as well. And I appreciate Sherry, and I think Bergen had been working with the kids and did a fantastic job getting them ready. And David, as you know, puts his whole heart into working with the choir, and these guys put their heart into it, and I appreciate it. We got a special thing here at our church to continue to have a great choir like we have in an age where kind of choirs are going by the wayside. We're blessed to have a choir leader, music leader, and people that are committed to that. And so with that being said, we know that next week is Easter Sunday, and it's the Sunday of the year that we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We celebrate the resurrection every Sunday, first day of the week. But it is the greatest day in history when the Lord Jesus Christ rose again. And we know that. And so because of that, we have great opportunity to bring people into the house of God on Easter Sunday that we might not get here otherwise. So I urge you to this week be praying, be inviting, have somebody in mind, have multiple friends in mind that you could invite to church and say, hey, I want to get them to the house of God this Easter, and where they can hear the gospel message. Maybe it's a friend that doesn't know Jesus. Be the greatest thing in the world if you got them to the house of God and they come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe it's a Christian that's just gotten out of church. Maybe it's a friend who's going through a terrible time. Whatever the case is, you have the opportunity to invite them. And I tell you, God will honor your prayers. I've already urged you last week to be inviting. We passed out these cards. I'll say something about that again in a moment. I promise you, I'm doing my work. I sent out 164 texts yesterday trying to urge people and invite people. And you say, well, why didn't you send a group text? I didn't want to get everybody captured in one big group text, and I don't know how to do it otherwise, so I sit there and text 164 texts. And so I'll do it again this week if necessary, okay, unless somebody will teach me how to do it a group text. But nonetheless, I made visits, I made phone calls. I'm doing my job. If you'll do yours, we'll get the house of God full next week, okay? And I urge you to be praying towards that end. Now, with that being said, we're going to get the ushers ready to take up the offering here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to take just a few moments, and we're going to have a verse of invitation. Maybe God's spoken to your heart through the choir special about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. Maybe you'd like to pray here. Maybe you'd like to come to the altar and pray. Maybe you just want to start praying right now for that person that you're going to invite to church, or those multiple people that you'll invite to church. What we'll do here is go ahead and stand, and we